This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just had to point out to Kurt Barlow that's Bigfoot saying my name.
So, David.
Not everyone knows.
Which Bigfoot?
The Bigfoot.
Oh, I thought there were lots of
Mr.
them.
Mr. Bigfoot. Oh. He's the only one that says my name.
Yeah, that's true. So this is the Bigfoot.
His name's Larry.
Larry Bigfoot.
Going back to the peeing on your feet in the shower thing, Beppy Cat says, you wouldn't be washing your feet anyway. Checkmate. Got me on that.
No, that was a question. Yeah, like you wouldn't be doing that anyway?
Oh, no, not always. I mean, like, you're in a shower.
Right.
Full of soap and water.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to avoid washing your feet.
Right.
But, first of all, I don't take showers.
Right.
I take baths.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're awfully judgmental for someone who doesn't take
See? In the shower. Spoken like a true shower taker.
Yeah.
You people.
Yep.
Think you're so special.
We're different.
Because you don't take baths.
That's right.
Hey, Joe.
How we doing?
Come on in. Kurt Barr is here. Kurt's been on many times with us. He runs elections out in St. Charles. Joe Vollmer's with this alderman. He's been with us several times recently when there's the kerfuffle at the aldermanic board, and he's with us here for the think tank. We do this every Tuesday. We get a couple of our friends together, typically on opposite sides of the aisle. We just discuss what's going on. So welcome to the show, Joe.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks
Good
for having
to see
me.
You. Yeah. How's the weather out there?
It's nasty, nasty. Almost as nasty as the drivers. No one knows how to drive.
St. Louis, man. You really think, like, I'm sure every city's like, oh, Milwaukee drivers, Hackensack drivers. But with St. Louis, it really kind of feels like a thing.
Yes, St. Louis driving, especially with bad weather, is definitely a thing. But I have heard other people complain about their cities, too. So I don't know if there are good drivers anywhere, except for St. Charles County.
I was going to say, I also think there's a barrier, like, when you're downtown, that's where it's worst.
Yes.
Like, I mean, there's bad driving on 270 and all that stuff, but there's just, I don't even mean the highways. I just mean like downtown.
Yeah.
Stoplights are optional. I mean, like, it just.
I sometimes think they're giving the driving test online these days. I don't know if anyone actually goes and gets in a car from what I can tell.
I remember when I got my motorcycle license and you have to answer 15 questions to get your, like, probationary license. So you can have never been on a motorcycle before, answer 15 questions like, how many wheels does it have? And you're out there riding a motorcycle, which seems completely insane. But you can do it.
So wow. I got my motorcycle license in Oklahoma. And so I had to do an 8-hour class and pass a driving test before I could get my license. Then I transferred
Welcome
over.
To Missouri.
Oh, jeez.
So let's talk about the primary today. Rach, you're a St. Louisan,
yes,
and you voted today. How'd it go?
It went really well. I decided to just pop into the Central Library because it's right across the street, and it took less than a minute to vote. I was able to walk right up. There were plenty of people there voting, but I was able to walk right up and get my ballot and then sit. I mean, there were only two positions we were voting on today. It was a nice, smooth, easy process. I encourage more people to go out and do it because Wheels told me the turnout as of now is 9%.
Mm.
And tell me about the format. It's different.
So you vote for as many, you vote for everyone who you think would do a good job, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I would explain it. So I, for some reason, thought it was going to be ranked choice. Like, this is my number one pick. This is my number two. But instead, you just vote for everyone who you think would do well. So.
Yeah. Kurt, as an election guy, how's that hit you?
Yeah, so that's called preference voting, and it's a little bit different than ranked choice. So you can choose to vote for one person that you want your single vote to go to. You can vote for all four people if you're like, hey, they're all four good. Although, why at that point?
Yeah, why
right, don't even show
but,
up if
you know,
do
say you don't like the incumbent. You can vote for everybody but the incumbent, and then the way it works for St. Louis City is that the top two vote-getters will then go on to the April the general election, April 8th, and then the voters will get to choose between those two people in the April election.
So, Joe, I guess the only real drama here is if Tishara doesn't make the top two.
Yeah, that's been talked about a lot. It seems like Mr. Butler has been kind of pulling even with her in what polling they have. Kara seems to be far ahead. And yet, actually, this preference voting we have is actually a result of Tishara losing that first election when you had the results where Lida Cruzan won with only 34% of the vote, and everybody thought that was wrong. So they went out of their way to rearrange the voting schedule.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what's the vibe around the aldermanic board and just city politics?
How much time we have? As I'm retiring, I guess I can speak a little more freely.
Yeah.
I'm after 22 years down there, which is about 154 years in real life. It's we're on the changeover. We've found out that this progressive quote unquote mantra just does not work for the city. Mm-hmm. It has actually put us in some of the worst situations we've had. Kim Gardner almost single handedly shut down our justice system, and yet she got reelected. And so there's this movement of people who will just vote without looking into it if these folks fit their agenda, and that's very dangerous, is what we found out. So we're hopefully turning the corner on that.
Yeah. So I've never held an office in my life. So making sure that the roads are clear after a snowstorm, or the potholes are filled, that there are cops on the corners, seems like a gargantuan effort to me. But for someone who's in this business, it shouldn't be, right?
No, it shouldn't be, and it hasn't been until recently. Many of the old guard has retired, the people who've gone into the jobs, and you have a thing where a mayor can appoint, department heads. And we've seen in the past 6 or 7 months, a lot of those appointees have failed, actually being fired by the mayor. Our snowstorm was a complete disaster. It seems before the last snowstorm in St. Louis that the appointed director took leave the day before the storm hit. So we're dealing with a situation that has actually resulted in a bill that has been put forward, it won't go through because our session is ending, of hiring a city manager. Mm-hmm. Kansas City has one. 60% of the cities with a population over 100,000 people have someone who stays in office through the mayors and runs the business, as opposed to having somebody out getting votes deciding what street gets done.
Forget about the politics of it and who's for it and who's not. It just seems to make a lot of sense to me.
It makes nothing but sense to me, having been involved in this. 22 years ago, I first got elected. They said, Alderman, what streets do you want to be paved? I said, you guys run the street department.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me?
Yeah.
But the situation in St. Louis has been that Alderman, for the most part, had a lot of polls in saying what gets done. And that was great. When I got down there with 28 Aldermen, 56% of the board had 15, 16 years on, or 20 plus years on.
Yeah.
Now you're doing with 14 members. Most of them don't have that.
Yeah.
And it's very scary. And that's where we've gotten together and decided the city manager might be the way to go for this city in the future.
So I go back to 1990. I used to be a lawyer, and my job was downtown. And we hated doing stuff downtown. Like, anytime you had to deal with an appointed person, you're like, I'll be back at 2 p.m. Like, this is going to take forever. And that's back in, like, the Francis days, right? The glory days. If you can kind of pin it down, maybe you can't. What's the problem?
Well, as you've gotten these people, and the things have changed, you have, again, when I say old guard, the city has changed. We have a lot of people who have come here from other places, the Tigard, South, and Shaw neighborhoods, which basically control most of the elections these days in the city of St. Louis. They are the progressive movement or power, and a lot of them are transplants. They've come, they went to WashU or St. Louis U, found out the housing here was wonderful, and the cost of living was dirt cheap compared to the East or West Coast. But and their way of living maybe didn't fit the way things are going as far as people working here and getting things done. So we're dealing with a changeover, attrition of the old St. Louis people, maybe moving out to the county, retiring. And again, when you put department heads in who don't haven't gone through the system, in the old days, if you started the street department as a do this, and you end up being director, as opposed to hiring someone who's never been in that street department before, coming in and has no knowledge of what's going on or the fabrication of the society within that.
Yeah. Interesting. Let's take it to a national level, global level. I'll ask you guys a question that I asked my co-host earlier in the show. The right wants to tell the left how to live. Stop with all this transgender crap and this and this and this. And the left, in a more polite way sometimes, wants to tell the right how to live. You back off on this and this. Do you think that either party can truly change the other side's culture, or just piss them off?
No. The short answer is no. You can't change somebody's culture from the outside. And nobody wants to hear somebody from the outside say, hey, you are wrong, you need to be like me. So what we need, just like in any relationship between two individuals, we need one side to be curious enough to say, hey, why do you say this? Why do you think this? Let me hear like why you're coming from this direction. And then if somebody's like, hey, you care, you want to know, then if you humanize the other side and you realize that, you know, that we all want what's good, but we just have different ideas of how to achieve said good, then at that point you'd be like, okay, we can work together. And then you find the small areas where you can find compromise, work there, and then build trust. But right now we have an issue where, you know, we're more interested in telling the other side, here's how it should be, and not about building bridges and building trust.
Has it always been this way and I just didn't notice it?
So the answer is, depends on the time of history. You know, you can go back to, you know, the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, and they were very, they were very harsh politics. But you can also look back in, like, you know, the 50s and 60s, before, you know, term limits, when people were in Congress for a long, long time. Not that Congress has term limits, but just the era of term limits. And when people served in Congress for incredibly long spans of time, that relationships within the Congress caused people to be more moderate to each other and more understanding of each other. But as we have had, you know, senators and congressmen serve shorter spans of time, and as our state legislatures have instituted term limits, you know, it's no longer those relationships among people, and it becomes, you know, this side has this talking point, this side has this talking point, and they stopped listening.
So when I was a young man, we had Tip O'Neill and Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich, and I knew who they were, and I knew this guy was this and this guy was that, but I was having fun. I didn't care. Like, that's your job. That's your problem. I'm going to be over here drinking. Now we know everything everyone does. And so you can't have those relationships anymore. Like, I can't believe you even spoke to that guy and shook his hand. Is that one of the major problems, Joe?
It is. It's like when I had to become president of the board for a 7 or 8 month period due to vacation time taken by three of my fellow members.
Mr. President.
And all of a sudden you wake up, you're president of the board of aldermen, and Mayor Jones, who I've never agreed with, even when she was treasurer, when we threw this, but it was a matter of knowing that this is the job. You have to look past what you feel and that, and there's no aisle to reach across in St. Louis because we're all Democrats supposedly in office, but yet things are still, you know, not getting done properly.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Let's drill down on that. I've never even thought about
there's
that.
There's not one Republican in the city hall.
But you have an aisle. You've got good guys, the bad guys. You got the progressives and the non-progressives.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've always thought back when jihadists were everywhere, and I thought, like, it's going to come down to just two guys, and one's not going to love Allah enough, he's going to kill him. And it's kind of the same way in politics, that even in the same party, you're not a true believer.
Yeah, you see this more in the majority party. And when the Democrats controlled Jefferson City, there was the urban Democrat, rural Democrat divide, and the Republicans as a minority party were able to play the two sides off of each other. And now that the Republican Party is predominant in Jefferson City, there is the Freedom Caucus or the Conservative Caucus, and then the regular Republicans. You see this a little bit more in the Senate than you do in the House. And when a party has a lot of power, especially like veto-proof majorities, then it becomes this internal conflict, and some of its personality, some of it, are you right enough? Are you left enough? And then they get to fighting amongst each other because, like, well, we're going to win. So, like, are we going to win this way? Are we going to win that way? And it becomes sometimes an issue of personality, and sometimes an issue of like niche ideology, and so whether it's like the progressiveness of St. Louis City or the conservativeness of Jefferson City, you see that they focus in on these minutiae details to their hardcore base.
Yeah, interesting. We'll talk to the guys more after this. It's Kurt Barr and Joel Vollmer.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. We have Kurt Barr and Alderman Joel Vollmer here with us. So tonight, the president addresses Congress, and it has been a month. I mean, whether you love him or hate him, drinking out of a fire hose, and trade wars, and stock market tanking, and Doge, and just on and on and on and on. And as a non-Trump person, I'll be honest with you, my hope, truly, is that I'm wrong. I don't want to be right and see the country crumble. I get nothing out of that. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he's a better person than I think. I hope he's a smarter person than I think. And I hope he's crazy like a fox. Tonight will be interesting. What are you looking forward to hearing or hoping to hear?
Well, obviously, Trump is going to trumpet what he has done in these first 100 days of his term and his presidency. And I expect that he'll talk a lot about Doge and government efficiency. The question will be, does he set a clear path for Congress and for the nation of here's what we started doing and here's how we're going to continue? Or does he meander to, this group is bad, this thing is bad, and we're going to fix it without talking about like how and what direction they want to, you know, want to fix. So is he going to give, you know, Congress more guidance of here's my policy and here's how I want you to accomplish my policy? That's what I'm hoping to hear.
I mean, like tariffs. I'm not a dumb guy. I understand it's basically a tax you put on the imports from other countries. It seems to me that it raises prices for consumers, which is not great. So there has to be a, but in spite of that, it's so great for the country. I don't know what that is. Is it just money in our coffers?
Well, up front, it would seem that way, but you don't. You know, you hear the side message, if you build your factories here, then there'll be no tariffs, which is that's a really long shot and a long-term game plan. In the meantime, it's just, well, we're going to tariff you, you tariff us. It's kind of like being on the playground.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Like, what happens? I mean, either you stop and you both take your tariffs away, or you just keep, you know, like the thing with the baseball bat when we were kids. Like, they're just, I don't know. I don't like it. And I'm not against extreme fixes. Sometimes extreme problems need extreme fixes. This one just doesn't feel good. And I'm a me guy. I'm a St. Louis guy. And if the stock market's tanking and my 401k keeps going the wrong direction, that's more important to me than the big highfalutin stuff.
Right. So obviously what Trump is trying to do is he's trying to get these other nations that have high tariffs on our exports to lower their tariffs so that we don't, you know, put tariffs on them and so that we won't import their goods. So he's trying to find that equilibrium where we actually have more trade, export, import overall. However, in the short term, increased tariffs does raise prices up for goods on Americans and makes everything more expensive and creates this uncertainty, which is what we saw in the stock market. So, you know, he's playing a dangerous game of chicken at the moment with some very high stakes. If he wins, it's better for our economy. If he doesn't, then, you know, things are going to become turbulent until, you know, manufacturers can move those jobs and those manufacturing back into the country. But that takes time to do that type of investment. We're talking, yeah. We're not talking months, we're talking years.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.